I actually got Shakira winning the 200.
Do you?
By a long slot, yeah.
Really?
I actually got her winning. I got her winning both of them, the 100 and the 200. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have gave that 100 prediction soon, but yeah. I got her winning.
Just something the show, Ray. Have some respect.
My bad. Sorry. That's spoiled it. Damn! I got the price right, want.
Before we go into anything, I know you're not Jamaican. So what is that next to the device that you have up there?
The Jamaican jersey is Usain Bolt's jersey. 2017, the jersey that we both raced against each other. Yeah.
So you have the one up where you won and you took the one from him when you beat him?
Why you say it like that? It was given to me. I didn't take the one.
There's levels of disrespect
or something like that.
There's levels. Some people that disrespect masterminds. Check this out. Let's get this show run down because we're about to get into USA's. Yo, I know you've had a bunch of USA's weeks. We are going to go through specified events, you know, mainly in the sprints because this is sprint culture. You know what I'm saying? Where we're going to talk about where everything's going to happen. We're going to go in order of the events that we are highly anticipating, but some aren't really going to be as anticipated as some of the other ones. So we're going to start off with the men's 400 meters. No disrespect.
It's a changing. It's a changing of the guards. It's a changing of the guards. There's a lot of guys who are in the race.
Changing of the guard race. Like, we're going to move on to the women's 400 meters. And you know that event's getting hot because you know that Sydney's running that, and you know that Britain's running that. We're going to get to the women's 200 after that. Then we're going to get to men's 200 after that. The men's 110 meter hurdles. That's going to be the women's 100 meters, the women's 100 meter hurdles. And we're going to end it with the men's 100 meters. We're going to get to our guests. And one of our guests, Natasha Hastings, perennial medalist in 400 meters. And we also got the one and only former sprinter, personality, the infamous, the loud.
He's all the above.
The one that must be heard, Montzavis Ray Edwards.
Damn right, I'm here.
Don't pick up the one name.
I ain't speaking to Anson. He know I don't like
this
him.
This is very disrespectful. You can get kicked out quickly, like, so I'm not opposed to that.
Well, look here, sir. You shouldn't have brought me here. I'm here to set the record straight for two. I like them, too.
All right, man.
I like them. They're my brother and my sister. I don't know you, but go ahead with the show.
Man, that's fine. We're just talking about how it's kind of a transition year in the men's 400 meters.
You got Vernon. Vernon's still in there. Vernon Norwood.
This is what I'm saying. I don't think Vernon's going to let these college cats beat him, yo. So there was the three finishers at the NCAA championships, and they're all leading with, 44 low. But, the track was hot that day. Ray, you follow college track a lot. Is a college kid going to win this?
No. No. Hell no. Quick answer, no.
Why do you feel like there's not going to be a college kid that's going to win this?
Anytime we get to talking about championships, we have to always keep in mind of the people that's been there, and sometimes it's just certain people's time. I think it's Vernon's time because he's been slowly creeping up. Bryce been doing the same thing. I just think they're going to be fresher than the college kids because we don't have any college kids this year. In the men's 400, they were just like dominant. So that's the only reason why I'm like, I'm going to give it to the best because no college kid has just stepped on it and said, I'm the best 400 meter runner in college, period.
Where Ryan Willie of University of Florida, he won. You just feel like he just won on that day.
Won. Yep. Domination is like what Britton Wilson does. That's what I mean by dominate.
Yeah, but I think Britton lost in the finals of 400 meters, so.
She did dominate the season, yeah.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
I like Rashida, though. Yo, some people picked her to win, but it seemed far-fetched, but it wasn't really that big of a surprise. We're already going into the women's 400, so let's skip right into the women's 400 right now since we're already done with the men's.
Are we done with the men's? That's it?
We've seen Sydney's ran some fours, but we still see that Britain has the fastest time of the year. Who's winning the women's 400 meters at USA's? Natasha, ladies first.
I'm going to give my nod to Sydney. Britain absolutely dominated this season, but we also have to talk about the fact that she dominated not one, but two events this season. And so to have the legs to come to U.S. Nationals and pull it off after that collegiate season of not just one, but two aerobic events, semi-aerobic events, that's going to be a tough feat. She might be able to pull it off, but I'm giving my nod to Sydney, and I'm giving my nod to Sydney because been there, done that. She's with Bobby Kersey. Bobby knows how to get his athletes through the round. She's obviously still figuring out the 400, but she's going to use those rounds. And I guarantee you by the final, I feel like Sydney's going to be the one to take it home.
Might as well go to our next guest. Really.
I mean, you asking me this? Is it a serious question? Because I heard the question, but it's a serious question. It's a very, very serious question. It can't be a very serious question. But very everything that Natasha just said, it can't be a serious question. Everything she just said says that this should need have been a question on the
Britain,
panel, period.
Britain clearly has.
I know Britain is running.
Britain has better times than Sydney this season in the 400. So it's not weird or odd to say Britain will win this.
No, it is. It is. It's very weird and very odd to say that Britain will win this. It's very weird and very odd within the coaching that she has, within it, see it, vicious, everything that she just said means. Why are we on this topic? Like, I love Britain. You know I do. She will be a great second place finisher. She'll be one of the greatest second place finishers we'll ever have at the USA Championship in 400 meter dash.
That's your question.
It'd be beautiful second.
If you were in the 400 and you were leading, and on average, you have the best times of the year, by half a second, and someone came in and said that the person behind you is going to beat you, you wouldn't find that disrespectful?
Not if you see it.
I would find it disrespectful, but also I live that. I dominated the 400 my junior year of college. I dominated it, set all the collegiate records, was number one in the world, went to U.S. Nationals, D.D. Trotter whooped my ass.
There it is right there.
Britain was trained to dominate the collegiate season. Sydney has been training to come to U.S. Nationals and to go to the World Championships.
I'm going to throw a little devil's advocate in there, though. I agree. I think that Sydney knows how to run rounds. She's a champion. She's tried and true. We know that. But remember someone named Abby last year or the year before, and she had a lot of races throughout the season, and she still showed up to World Championships, and she still ran stellar times. So maybe we'll see a strong dark horse at Nationals, but at the same time, we're watching the growth of Sydney through a 400. So every time she stepped on the track, she's PR'd and gotten better and better, and she's run better rounds, and she's run better race strategy. So I'm going to have to go with Sydney, but a strong dark horse would be Britain.
Can I say something else?
Saying strong dark horse was your devil's advocate, Doc. That was no devil's advocate. You said same thing.
It really wasn't.
Kind of agree.
He agreed with
everything. But you're also comparing the 200 to the 400. And running hundreds and 200s all year are a lot different than running 400s and 400 hurdles all year.
But she did multiple events. She did the 100 during the season. She did the 200. She did 4x1 and she did 4x4. So she ran a lot of races. She had a lot of races.
You got a point. You got a point, Gat. You got a strong point. But the one variable you're missing, though, is she didn't have to go race nobody on Sia's caliber in that 200, though. She was a Sia in the 200. So it was easier for her. This 400, you got to go race Sia. That's a whole different mindset that you got to go race. If it wasn't Sia, if Sia wasn't running the 400, then hands down, Britton Wilson all day long. Hands down, Britton Wilson.
So you guys are treating Sydney like she's a 400-meter vet already.
But she knows how to, she's a champion, bro. She knows how to win.
We're not treating her like she's a 400-meter vet. We're treating her as a vet.
We treat her like she's Sid.
She knows how to win, bro.
Is it my turn?
400-meter hurdle record.
Can I explain myself? Is it my turn?
Explain yourself.
Let's hear it.
All right. Yeah, Sid's winning that, yo. 100%. She win it, yo. But I'm just saying, y'all are kind of disrespectful, though. I mean, Britain's put some numbers out there. We should really be looking into this. You guys sound a little more adamant about it, though. Like, I would just say, yes, it'll win. But y'all, like,
it'll be a great race.
Nah, Sid ain't losing that. I was thinking of losing the 400, dog. That's not going to happen, yo. No. I think Britain will look good through the rounds. But then when it's time to go, I see Sydney pulling it off, yo. If she didn't win, right? Do you still think she would go run at a Worlds?
What loses but still makes the team? What are we talking about? Yeah. Losing as in like not make the team?
Nah, she came second.
I mean, there's a lot of people who went on who not won Nationals or Olympic trials and went on and did better at the championship.
If she was to actually lose, I think that would mean she's definitely going to win Worlds.
Really?
Yeah.
It's clear that she is figuring out the 400. It's not that she can't run fast and get down into those 48s. It's a matter of her figuring out how to disperse the 400 without those obstacles. And I guarantee you, her and Bobby are going to use those rounds. And that's another thing that I want to point out about Britton. There was no reason to go out and run 49.6 in the preliminary round at Nationals. And so that's another thing that she's going to have to manage going through three rounds back to back at the U.S. Championships, that you got to survive and advance, but you also got to play the game of conserving so that you can kill it in the final. Sydney will do a better job of managing those variables, because I mean, to go from Paris, again, she took out like crazy. Then she came to New York. It was a little bit more conserved, but she still ran fast. She's figuring it out. But once she figures it out, and it might take her figuring it out to World Championships, but once she figures it out, I'm afraid.
Time predictions?
I'm scared too, because she done ran 50 point over some hurdles. So I don't know. I'm gonna throw 48 out there, and I think if it's not at trials, maybe at Worlds, I think she can get to 48 mid.
Justin?
I'll say she can drop 49.10, something like that around there. I think she's gonna go hard for that finals.
Ray?
49.17.
Okay.
I was thrown off by Natasha's 48. I was like, 48. Now, 49.17 is what I got her at. Between 49.15, 49.17 winning it.
Okay. I'll go 49.18. You ever watch Price is Right?
Yeah. You went that dollar above, Anson. You went that dollar above.
Only jerks do that. Women's 200 meters. Spicing up. Gabby's back. Abby took over the 200 meter world last season.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Prandini's gone down to train with Bobby Kersey. And also, Shikari obviously showed that she could run pretty good 200.
Has Shikari run since that prelim at UCLA?
She ran in Florida. Oh, what happened?
I take my hat off of this one because it's going to get good.
Please just answer my question. Yes,
she ran in Florida. She ran 100. She ran 100 in Claremont. She ran 10.7.
In Claremont.
Why you say it like that?
I wish I would have went down to Claremont and ran 100 before I retired.
I sure would try before I retired. I promise I did. I tried to get me one. It didn't work. This might get me back in the game if I can get me one of these Claremont runs.
Hey, but everyone used to try to get to Claremont when the window was closing for standards. Yo, shit, we gotta make that trip, yo. Cause shit,
I gotta get down to Claremont.
I actually got Shakira winning the 200.
Do you?
By a long slot. Yeah.
Really?
I actually got her winning. I got her winning both of them, the 100 and the 200. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have gave that 100 prediction soon, but
yeah,
I got her winning.
Just in the show, Ray. Have some respect.
My bad. Sorry. That's for it. Damn! I got the Price Right want. This season here, to me, has been Shikari's first complete professional season. Every time she's ran, she showcased some type of a dominance, and she's also spread her runs out this year, so she hasn't been doing a lot. It's like she's been getting more and more fit and more prepared for a championship. So because of that, we all seen what she did when she opened up in 200, like down in Botswana. That was no fluke. And then so she's already showed the condition she was in for the 200. Then she's also showed her speed work in the 100 meter dash. On top of that, we can say she's healthy, we can say she's fresh. We can say that we haven't seen her doing a whole lot of crazy stuff. Her mindset seems to be where it needs to be at. I mean, you got to call it what it is. You can't beat Shikari when Shikari is being a top athlete. And because she has not ran a lot, and I think she's grown into championships, 200 is hers. Because the only people that could beat her in 200 would be Abby. I don't think Abby's had the seasons that she's had last year. She just don't look like Abby gonna stang them. Gabby, she can do it, but again, Abby gonna stang them. Gabby looks like the normal Gabby, but what I'm looking at is off of a curve, Gabby cannot hang with a Shakiri. And so now I got to expect you to go run down a 10-7. You're not going to do it. Jenna, I mean, we thought Jenna was going to do better by going to Bobby Kersey, but it seems like she's still Jenna, which ain't bad. I mean, because I mean she'll get fourth or fifth, but I don't see her in that top three. And the only three people I can see is Gabby, Abby, and Shakiri. So if I got to have that in the 200, I got Shakiri.
So Shakiri, who's second?
I'm going to give it to Gabby. Gabby is second and Abby's third.
I'm going to second that, but Jenna is my wild card. The Bobby Kersey thing, I'm telling y'all.
So who would she take out of the top three?
It's got to be, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say Abby, because Abby does not. I know. This season, Abby has not looked like the Abby that we saw last year. Gabby, been there, done that. We're seeing her round into shape when it counts. Jenna has been there, done that as well. And it's something about Bobby Kersey. Bobby knows how to get his athletes ready for when it counts. And he does it in a way that it might be just enough for you to get on the team, but you're going to be on the team, and then we're going to drop it at World Championship. So Jenna has to be my wild card.
I like that.
But you're not going with your
wild card. I can't disagree with that at all.
I'm going to go ahead and put Jenna in there and take Abby out. I'll be the wild card here.
Respect, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all. That's why I'm like, I'm saying Abby because it's Abby. But for everything she just said about Bobby Kersey and Ann Jenna, it's like, I would not be surprised if Abby got fourth and Jenna got third. It would not be a shocker. Like, oh my God. Like, it just wouldn't be.
And the points that you made about Shakiri, this being her first professional season, it takes a while for the collegiate to transition to running as a professional. So I want to say that might be some of why Abby hasn't quite given us that she gave us last year, because she's figuring out how to run as a pro.
True. Okay. I mean, it's true.
Justin?
I'm going to roll with both of our guests, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I should carry first because I know how she trains. I come from that same cloth. I know that if she's running 10 sevens, her 200 is going to be crazy because I know she's training loaded up from a 200 down. That's how they're doing it. So you've seen people like Usain, you see people like Johan, when they've run their fastest 200 meter times because they've also had stellar 100 meter times and vice versa. So the time we've seen her run in Botswana, I think it's just a prelude to what we are going to see at Nationals.
I don't see anybody in this race that Shakiri respects. So...
ding dong.
That's why I'm giving it to her, right? Is she ready to get past U.S. Nationals and run against some people that she respects?
Yeah, I think so. At the end of the day, we know how she operates. She operates off emotion. She's already a talented athlete. She operates off emotion. So she gets in a race where she knows that person should not be beating her. And if she's on point, that's what's going to happen. She seems like she's coming into her own. She's more mature this year. And I said it before in the past, the only person that can beat Shakiri when Shakiri's on is Shakiri. That's it. Gabby is going to get second for the fact that she's been out for a while. She has a little more hunger now. She has a goal in mind. I will put Prandini third because Prandini knows how to get on teams. She knows how to get on teams. If you remember that whole debacle with Allyson Felix, she a dog in it when it comes to run that finals. So she knows how to get on them teams. And then I'm going to say Abby only is going to be cut out only for the fact because, like we said, she's getting used and acclimated to running championships as a professional athlete.
It's going to be Shakiri, it's going to be Gabby, and it's going to be Abby. Y'all are tripping. How is Abby not going to make the team, yo? There's no way she's being bred to be a star. She ain't going to win. That's not going to happen. Gabby obviously is running well, but she ain't going to not be on that team. Are you crazy? I mean, Jenna Prandini over her? No, y'all are tripping.
You can't bet against Bobby, dog. Sorry.
Let's talk about this men's 200 meters. I was saying I feel like Fred's going to take this 200 very serious this year. And people feel like there's no chance of him beating no one. I know he's not running it at the trials. He's going to focus on the 100. There's still Ari in there. As far as anyone else, the third spot's up for grabs.
It's going to be a battle between Arian and I feel Fred. Only for the same because Arian he's trained for the 200. He's going to be ready for that 200 meters. Same thing with Fred. I don't think he's going to really run the 100. I think he's going to focus on the 200. But I think that where Arian is, he has a bigger ceiling when it comes from a reservoir to pick from. We've seen him run 19.4. So I think this year he's going to be a little more serious coming into nationals. He's already dropped that 19.8 very casually. So I think that he has 19.7, 19.6 in him maybe. Arian to win, Fred getting second, probably Kenny getting third.
Yeah, what's your 200-meter PR? I'm trying to remember. Is it 19.4 or 19.5?
19.5.
And the 200-meter list for American men is Noah, and then there's Mike, Arian. And then there's you, and Arian. Arian. I think after the 200, you will be moved back a spot, Gat, on that U.S. top 200-meter list. I think that Fred is about to go out there, and he's about to run something ridiculously stupid. He's been training for that. Period. Meaning he wants double gold. All right. That's why he ain't been running as much. He's
greatness.
Did a meet here, a meet there, just putting it together. But his whole mindset has literally been double gold. He knew he wasn't running the 100 at USA's. He knew he was only running the 200. His mindset is to go win the 200. Now, when you take somebody like Fred Curley, who has the potential to go super fast, and somebody who's now more comfortable with what he's doing, I got him at 19. Well, yeah, he might not bump you back, okay, because yours is a little lower, but I got him at 19, between 1958 and 1961. I got him winning at that marker because, again, he's not running 100. He's not even focusing on 100. He's solely going out there and been training to get ready to run the 200 and win the 200. And without a Noah in the race, he has no – it's kind of like a scary thing. Fred don't respect nobody, period. Now with Noah – Now with Noah not even being in the race, he don't respect nobody. Watch what I'm telling y'all now. 19.5 what I got him at. 19.5 high, 19.6 low. He winning that. I definitely got Arian at second. And I got Kenny at third. I actually got him all going under 19.8 though.
Kenny ain't been running though.
What that mean?
That's comfortable, Kenny. He got hurt though, man. Like it's not a safe bet. He's Kung Fu Kenny, and he's proven, but he just hasn't been running.
Okay, so who's gonna take him off?
Well, I liked how Terrence Laird was looking.
But that's a 20. What Laird is 20 flat right now. He ran to a 20 flat, but he ran from behind to get a 20 flat. I mean, that shows him he's impressive to do so. Mm-hmm. But you gotta go through three rounds.
This is only based off of the injury though, because Kenny was hurt. So I just don't know where he's at. If he wasn't hurt, it would be obvious. So if he did this would be amazing. But I got Fred winning though, and Arian coming second. Fred's focused on the two. He's focused so much on the two right now that I'm worried about his 100. But he's very focused on the two. It's going to be something nasty.
Fred, I always go back to that first time I met that boy, and I was like, he is going to be a problem. He's not scared of nobody. He's just not. And everybody thought he was crazy when he moved down to the 100, and if there's anybody to get the job done, it's likely Fred. That third place, I don't really know, honestly. I feel like third place is really wide open.
I'm going to go with Terrence, though. Dang, that was a disrespectful laugh, Ray. Your mic optics are phenomenal. So you heard that loud and clear. Moving along to the men's 110-meter hurdles. So you got Grant Holloway. He ran 13-0. He ran a few 13-0s this year. Got Cordell Tinch, who's run some windy 12.8s and 12.9s, has a legal 12.9, 12.96, number one in the world right now. Just signed with Paul Doyle. Must have signed for something. We're about to sign for something.
This is the D2 kid?
This is the D2
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
We had him on the show once, and he said,
you know, we'll see everybody in July.
And July is here. And there's Devin Allen, of course. And then there's still Daniel Roberts. He just won in New York. Beat Devin.
Grant, Roberts, Trench, in that order.
You don't have
no,
Devin
I
Allen.
Do not. And that's my boy. Y'all know I'm a Devin Allen fan. Everybody know that. That's my Devin Allen, my hero.
I'm tricking. They're taking four.
Well, let me say it right, because they're taking four. Then yes, but 1-2-3. If Grant runs, that's 1-2-3. Daniel Roberts likes to run against Grant and Devin Allen. And I think the only reason why Devin, because I think he got to get that that two sport thing down. And this year is the first year that he's had to do that. And I think his body just got to get accustomed to doing two sports. I mean, the same way when Deion tried to do it, the same way when, you know what I'm saying, Bo Jackson tried to do it. It takes you like a season or two to get it together to where you can do both effectively. He's not 100% himself. So that's why I got him at that fourth place spot.
How old is Devin?
He's 28. 28, 29, usually you're going to set the tone for the remainder of your career. If he came fourth and then say he went to Worlds and didn't run well, it wouldn't be favorable. Since I've already started, I'll say my picks. I have Grant winning, but I have it being very close with him and Cordell. I think it's going to be a battle. It's going to be the same battle for the gold and silver at World Championships as well. So I have Grant winning, Cordell a very close second, and I have Devin coming in third because I feel like he's starting to round into shape. Daniel will have a comfortable fourth, but all four of them making it so smoothly seems a bit too predictable.
It's the hurdle.
It's too obvious. Their top four is just going to be there. I think one of them is going to have an issue. I hope not. But yeah, if it's all smooth, tight battle with Grant, Cordell, Devin, and then Daniel.
I'm going to go with Grant. I'm going to go with Pinch. I'm going to go with Roberts, believe it or not, over Devin. Devin just has not been doing it for me this season. Wow. I know.
Disrespect.
It is disrespectful. But I think that two sport thing, I think we underestimate that.
Hurling is a seasoned event. Like, you have to become better at it. You know, it takes time for you to get better. Look at Allen Johnson. Look at Greg Foster. Look at Ronaldo Nehemiah. They got better as they became older because they understood the sport and the event more.
That's a very good point.
If Grant runs, I have Grant winning. Tinch, I think it's going to be a battle for gold and it's going to be a battle for bronze. I can't knock out Devin because he has a couple of things that are working in his favor. One, it's going to be back at home, meaning Oregon for him, right? He has to show up in Oregon. It's his home. And on top of that, he's coming off that same situation where he had opportunity when he was probably at the best of his abilities, and he got that lame-ass false start. I think he's hungry to come back out, but I don't think he's at his peak. So I think he's going to be able to make the team, but I don't think he's going to be dominant going through into the finals.
Women's 100 meters. Is the win obvious?
No, but yes. Yeah. We all know it. You could be so comfortable, you get out there and jump that gun, it's all over with. So that's what I'm saying. That means the race got to actually go on. Or could get a situation like last year and misjudge a round. That's the only thing that I think would stop it. But outside of that, it's 100% Sha'Carri. Like 100,000% Sha'Carri.
Aaliyah has no chance.
I ain't going to say hell because they in Oregon. No chance in Oregon. Mm-mm.
You have her a second, Aaliyah?
Yeah. Kinda. Sort of. I'm going to go and spit my three out then. I got Sha'Carri winning it. I got Aaliyah getting second. And I got Melissa getting third. I do not have TT or what's her name making the team.
Kamari?
Yeah.
I would love for Melissa to get that.
Here's what we got to keep in mind. She is, no matter what, the one thing you can't take away from somebody is their championship. You can't take away that feeling. You can't take away that mindset. So certain people just know how to go back and get into that zone.
Tasha?
I like to be the contrarian. So I'm going with Aaliyah to Sha'Carri to Jefferson.
Whoa.
What?
Come on, babe. This is more than a contrary.
Hold on, who's your third?
This is just
nuts. Forget a third. Did you hear the first
this
one,
too?
This
is nuts.
I heard the first two.
Couldn't even hear the third after the first two.
Sha'Carri would have to disappear for that to happen. I went out on a limb.
I went out on a limb.
No, you went out on branch. That's that crouching tiger hitting dragon.
Sha'Carri is a whole tenth of a second ahead of Aaliyah. But Aaliyah has looked focused. She's looked consistent. And she is coming into this championship with a point to prove. And everybody's focused on Sha'Carri. Aaliyah might be the upset.
I like your guts.
There you have it.
I like your guts.
Golly.
I admire your guts.
There you have it.
Whew.
I'm going to go with Sha'Carri, Aaliyah, TT. I'm going to go with TT because iron sharpens iron. She's right there training with Sha'Carri. When you go into a meet and you have your trainer partner right there and y'all lining up and working through, you're going to feel like a dynamic duo. You're going to hold each other accountable. When it gets to the finals, it's all, hey, good luck to you. You know what I'm saying? Hope you see you on the other side. Aaliyah hasn't shown me that same fire that she had indoors. She seemed to have kind of like mellowed somewhat through the season. I want to see that consistent, you know what I'm saying, 10-8, going into that 10-7 range. I want to see that, you know what I mean? And Sha'Carri, she's a volcano. You know what I'm saying? If she's on point and she has a point to prove, it ain't no stopping her. And she knows how to run finals ever since college.
Sha'Carri, Aaliyah, Ashanti Jackson. I feel like she has momentum right now, man. She got Batman in her ear. Her dad, Rashawn Jackson, he's grooming her. And I saw her racing.
I'm pretending like this is a bottle of alcohol right now because this would be the point in the show when I would start drinking.
Hey, all I'm saying is I see momentum and I saw her shift on some pros in the ATL meet. The way she accelerated was like she looked like a grown woman, you know? She legitimately, I can look in her eyes and she's not afraid. She's going to jump on this opportunity.
She finishes sixth.
Wow.
He put the mic down on you. He put the mic down.
Sixth.
He dropped his mic.
Sixth.
He dropped his mic.
Who was his third pick?
My third pick was the U.S. champ, sir.
By the way, I really like Melissa. But what I'm saying is, as far as how the performances have gone so far, it doesn't seem like she's going to be in there. Shanti's getting on that team, yo.
If she gets on the team, does she go to Arkansas?
Yeah. These NILs are changing everything, yo. These cats want to go to school now.
Oh, yeah, they want to. For sure.
Unless it's like a super, super fat check. I'm sure that Britton got a super, super fat check. And I'm sure Cordell got a super, super fat check. But yeah, she ain't trying to. She can make some money in college, yo. Women's 100 meter hurdles. I think this is going to be the hardest one to choose a top three of. No world champion this year, so it's only going to be three. Really? This is an easy one for you? Well, hey, go ahead. You first, Justin.
No. I'm just saying. No. By all means, I want you to go first.
I feel like it's so deep. There's so many people that are running, either have, you know, a lot of championships and medals, or they put some serious numbers out this year. Now, Ray, originally, we were talking about Masai Russell, and I was like, I had her again, one of those three spots from earlier in the year. I said that. I don't feel like that anymore. I don't have her in the top three anymore. I changed my mind on that. So my top three, Kenny Harrison winning it. I have Tia Jones getting second. And based off of championship pedigree, based off of performances in years past where they just haven't looked good all year, but come through at nationals
exactly
and they come through
not.
Worlds.
You bet not.
Based
you
off
bet
of that.
Not.
You bet
based
not.
Based off of that. I can't come away from Nia Ali.
I knew it.
I can't.
Josh, I knew it.
I can't. It wouldn't make any sense to you. It wouldn't make any sense to you. U.S. championship hurdles. She opened with a 12.5, but she's been kind of up and down. But it's coming into championship time. So it's once she opened up, I was like, she'd be all right. I don't feel like she's going to be trailing off going into USAs. I think she knows how to build into her seasons. She's done this for years, so she knows how to build into USAs and then transfer it into the world championships. The thing with Masai is, in big races, she's hitting hurdles. That's my issue. It has nothing to do with her talent. She's got all the talent in the world. She's hitting hurdles in big races, and it's going to be hotter at USAs. So, Chad, it's going to be an even bigger race. I don't know how her composure is starting to become a question right now at this stage of her career.
I actually got doggone so much to say, but I ain't going to say a lot about it.
Please say it. Please.
Because Anson just jumped off the cliff just then, but I'm going to let it be. All right. Masai might damn near win the whole thing. All right. I got her on the team. I got her sitting at second. I got Kenny winning it. And then I got Tia at third. I got Lele at a close fourth. If Masai puts it together based off what you just said from hitting the hurdles and getting all that stuff cleaned up, yada, 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 she wins the whole thing. At worst case, she's getting second. She's not getting third. I think it's a race for first, and the race for first is between Masai and Kenny, and I think it's a race for third, and the race for third is between Lele and Tia.
Yo, what happened to Lele and Lasan? No, she came. She ran 14 something. What was wrong? Is she injured or something?
I don't know.
It's not a good sign going into USA's, you know?
It's not. This season has not been like the season she had last year. You knew she was going to make the team. Like, I just feel like this is another, I mean, it's her first professional year too. I think that it just hasn't been smooth enough to say, yeah, she going to make it. You can't say she's not, but you can't say she is. So put her at that race for third.
Tasha?
I do not like it here. I'm going.
Yeah, you don't think you want to answer.
My gut is saying Kenny, but something in my spirit is also like, I don't know. I see Masai in the top three. I don't know that I see her winning because of that championship thing. U.S. Nationals ain't no punk. To me, U.S. Nationals was harder than World Championships and the Olympics. So, and we got to consider the obstacles. I mean, I feel like hurdle races almost never go as anyone predicts it because of those obstacles in there. And I'm going to throw Tia in there, but I can't. Nia is just, she just knows how to rally up for championships. So I almost even feel like y'all say, disrespectful, not even just putting her outright in the top three, because I don't know what it is. When she gets on that line to make a team, she finds a way to get on that team.
So who you got?
I got Kenny, even though I feel shaky about it. I'm going to go to Tia, Masai, Nia, wildcard.
You and your wildcards, yo. That's your cushion. It's a security blanket. These wildcard picks you got. You got these. But they were my wild card, though. That's what you're going to get. With. Go ahead, Justin.
I think it's going to be Kenny. I got Masai second, and I got Tia third. She's hit a couple hurdles in big races. But those are things that is fixable. And why I say this is because if you remember, Kenny used to have that same issue. Once she got into bigger races and she got into bigger competitions, she would start getting really close to those hurdles and it'll mess up her whole race. But she fixed that. So I'm thinking that at the time right now, Masai is not running. So all she has to do really is train. She shows fitness. We know that she's dominant. We know that she's in shape. It's a fact of fixing her race strategy. And she can do that at practice. Because what I saw at NCAAs, she's definitely superior, especially to no girls she raced at NCAAs, only for the fact because she hit hurdle two, she came back, she transitioned at six, and she made a move going into the finish line. If she ran a clean race, she would have won NCAAs. And then we got Tia for third. She's been really consistent. Well, no, you know what? That Nia, boy. Oh, boy, you can't. You can't question that Nia though, Doug. But at the same time, she has a new coach this year. We know that when you change coaches, it's a transition.
But Nia is also, how old is Nia?
She's 34. Bridget from Jamaica, she was like 37, 38. Bridget Foster.
That's the point that I'm getting at.
Yeah, she's seasoning.
She's well seasoned.
She's seasoned. Just so y'all know, we did leave out, all of us left out Leah Armstrong and Tania Marshall. Tough race. The men's 100 meters.
I did not like it here.
I want to make Natasha go first because she said that. You should go first. What was the Queen Latifah song, yo? Ooh, ladies first. The ladies first.
No, first of all, I don't think that's the right song at all.
What are you talking about?
And second, don't ever sing. I know it's your show, but
are you disrupting? No. We're gonna have a real call.
I had to. You disrupted the peace of mankind by singing.
You better behave. Okay.
I've been doing my best. I was doing it good as I can until you started hitting a half a note.
Anyways, Natasha, you got a couple extra 15 seconds there.
I don't like it. I don't want to go first here. I really don't.
Justin, you want to go first?
No, it's all you, man. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, really? You want me to go first? I really don't care. I'll go first. You want me to go first?
I already know your pick gonna be crazy.
Y'all gonna wish I went last.
I want to hit.
To win, I have Marvin Bracy. You know I'm big on championship pedigree. I've gone against him a lot. He proves himself at championships all the time, whether it's USA's or whether it's Worlds. I have him winning. Second place, I have Trayvon Bermell. Same reasons. Coming off a medal. Knows championships. Knows how to manage rounds. He's won USA's before. Hasn't been running much, but I feel like it's because he likes what he's seeing. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come through. I got to go to the go-tos in these scenarios. They're go-tos. They're proven. For third place, I have Christian Coleman.
Wow.
Now, I know what all y'all are thinking, that Noah Lyles isn't in my top three. Marvin, Trey, and Christian want this more than he does. They need this more than he does. The desperation factor is there for them. And when you're at a certain level, when you get that fear in you, you're able to channel it into performance when you're at a good level. Some, if you're not at a high level, that fear can bring you down, but they're at a level where they can use that fear in order to have some good performances. They need this more than he does. They have to have this more than he does. So I can't see him beating any of them. After three rounds, especially, I can't see it. Cravon Charleston has been running well, but I don't have him getting on because he's new. He's young. You know what I'm saying? He still has to prove himself. You know, Alan Johnson trains him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Alan Johnson. Yeah.
Props to Alan, man.
So, yeah, I don't got no one making 100, man. This should be easy for y'all now because y'all ain't going to say no shit like that. I know you're not.
I didn't want to go first because I don't have Christian in the top three.
Neither do I.
What?
I'll wait my turn.
I don't have Christian in the top three.
That's why I didn't want to go first.
I do have Noah in there. I just feel like I've been seeing Noah round into some maturity here. Maybe this might be the time that he manages the three rounds of the 100. This is a race that, honestly, I can't call it 1, 2, 3.
No order.
Okay, if you want me to give an order. I don't have Noah winning. I see it between Trayvon and Bracy. So I'll go with you. Bracy, Bramell, Noah.
You know what? This is going to be weird because I got Marvin winning the whole thing, but I got Noah at second and I got Trayvon at third. Yeah. The reason why I got Bracy winning is because if we just put it in perspective, he should have won the whole damn thing last year. He let Fred catch him at 98 meters. Like, you should have won the whole thing. And again, looking at the fact that he got his money, he got his contract, he got comfortable, meaning I don't have to keep racing. I don't have to do nothing like that. I can prepare for the championships. I would give Marvin the edge if it comes to that dog mentality over everybody else in the race. And the fact that people don't have him, like Track World News, shout out to Colin, don't even have him making a team. Yeah. There are certain people like Marvin Bracy you can't say that about because you just gave them another edge to go out there and do something. The reason why I got Noah is because we can't deny that Noah looks great. He looks fast. He looks exceptionally fast. Now, on top of that, his coach has the American record in the 100-meter dash. So his coach has to know something about coaching the 100-meter dash and get you prepared for championships. So with that, I'm saying – yeah, I got to put Trayvon at third because Trayvon's not 100% Trayvon. So I'm picking between a Trayvon that had a small knickknack, who's not 100%, versus 100% Noah Lyles. Now Noah wins. If it's Trayvon 100%, Noah 100%, Noah don't win that race. I think Noah can catch him toward the end of the race and get second. I don't think anybody going to beat Marv. I think Marv can hold it together. We'll be able to hold that form together to where he'll win his USA Championships. Christian Coleman, I got him at fourth. I do not think Coleman can beat Noah right now. I do not think he can beat Marv right now. And I don't think he can beat Trayvon right now.
Listen, you go ahead. Before you go, though, I don't think Christian's afraid of Noah, man.
He's not afraid of anybody. Christian Coleman's not afraid
him,
of anybody.
He beats him, I should say. Especially this year.
But again, he's not the Christian Coleman that he used to be. He's just not. He still got that same dog. He still got that same grit. He still got that same fight.
Wasn't he in that New York race?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Go ahead, Justin.
Man, this is a hard one for me. I ain't gonna lie, man, because it seemed like
you've had ample time.
Listen, man. It's the environment. No one's running 9.7s this year like they did before. You know what I'm saying? Before you had Trayvon, you had Bracy out there running consistent 9.8s. You have Fred running 9.7s. No one's out there running consistent fast times right now. No one's dominating. So I have to go off a race strategy. And why I say that is because we all know that Trayvon, Bracy, and Coleman are faster out the blocks than Noah. But we also know that Noah has superior top-end speed than all three of them. We know that. So it's actually going to be a chase game. It's the fact of who can Noah pick off with at the 70-meter mark, who is he going to pick off to be able to get on that team? That's where it's going to get down to. And yep. I think that if Coleman can hold his form all the way through, Coleman may can sneak in and snatch this. I feel like Bracey's right there. Bracey's making the team legitimately. And I have Trayvon battling out with Noah.
No CC?
I'm going. I said I got him in there.
Oh, you got
him
in there?
I said CC for first. I got CC for first.
You got CC for winning?
Do y'all miss that? I missed
you
that.
You got CC?
I missed that.
Winning? I got Coleman winning.
For you to be as educated as you is in track, for you to win, how many damn medals you got? How many records have you been? For you to be one of the greatest ever to run a 100-meter dash, I would have never, ever, 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 ever.
I can only go off the fact that out of all the guys I've seen run this year in the 100 meters, I've seen Coleman run more. Hasn't been stellar times, no. But I've seen his progression throughout this season. Haven't seen Trayvon run consistently. Haven't seen Bracey run a lot of races or even run to win a lot of races this season. But you know who else I've seen? That dark horse.
Oh, you talking about Trayvon Charleston.
Charleston is going to be a problem. He's going to be a real problem. I haven't seen him run rounds, but he won off races.
So that, wait. Just so we clarify, that's the CC that you are talking about is winning.
No. I'm talking about Coleman.
I thought that's CC. Yeah, I like what you just said, though, CC.
You got to get this straight, though. Justin, you got
Coleman, Bracey.
And a battle between, you said a battle between Noah and Trayvon, but which one? you thought the word would come out by itself. Justin, we've all done it already. You just the last one.
I got Noah getting third. No, I got Trayvon getting third.
I'm all right with that.
I mean, y'all acting like that. Y'all disappointed in my.
I'm very disappointed. Not your opinion. I'm disappointed in you, sir. I cannot believe it. Hey, Christian Coleman will go win. Oh, my God. That's my whole show now. That's the shit.
Back me up, Coleman. Where are you at, dog?